When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sometimes you have to bribe people to do something, even if it's the right thing and it's good for everybody. A little bribe doesn't hurt. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Join the conversation. The text line, same as the phone line, 252-9233.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity by saving a couple lives. The Red Cross is giving you the opportunity, if you donate blood, to possibly win Super Bowl tickets, as well as airfare, hotel accommodations, and a $1,000 gift card. You know, you're going to want to buy merch and stuff while you're there. So
that'll get you a t-shirt or two.
Or two.
$1,000. Yeah.
Today, you can go over to the Fairport New York Blood Center on Pittsford-Palmyra Road, the Red Cross on University Ave, or Highland Hospital for your chance to get entered, or on Saturday, the Wayne Masonic Lodge, St. Paul Boulevard Fire Department, or on Sunday, you can go back over to the Fairport New York Blood Donation
Center. So can I walk in and put my name in a box, or do I have to donate and then I'm in for the drawing?
You have to donate.
Yeah, you had to donate.
Ah.
Will they take your blood? Didn't you try and sell your plasma or something?
I've been trying to. My blood stinks. I got worse blood, man. I don't get anything good because of my blood.
Trash blood.
I tried to sell my plasma. I'm too anemic.
It's okay. I can't sell my blood either.
It's blow.
Can you?
Now I can't even go to the Super Bowl because of my stupid blood.
So you can't make a donation either?
No, I'm too anemic. Oh. They won't take it. They'll see, test my it wife, and be like, wah, wah.
My wife does this every chance she gets. And yeah. It's funny because like she doesn't do it to get free stuff. But when they offer free stuff,
yeah,
it's usually really good stuff. So, yeah, you know.
Well, good for her. I'm glad. I'm glad she's got enough iron in her blood to win stuff.
If she goes and makes a donation and wins this trip to the Super Bowl, you could be her plus one.
Yeah, because you're not going.
What am I doing?
I know, right.
Exactly. Oh, no, TJ. Hope is sad over there. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. What's got you so down, Hope?
I'm very disappointed. There was supposed to be a hamster race at the Henrietta Public Library, and I was so excited for TJ to enter her hamster, Duncan.
We actually did talk about this last week.
And before we had the chance for Duncan to train,
yeah,
they canceled it!
Can't believe it.
Oh, no.
Because Duncan's, of a lack of participation in signups.
Know, Duncan is a lazy hamster. In hamster world, Duncan is like, all he does, he doesn't even use his little wheel.
Oh, no.
It's totally unused. Doesn't even want to get in it. We'll put him in the ball. He walks into a wall and just stands there. And I'm like, buddy, get moving. So he needs a trainer, like a hamster trainer. If we're even thinking about doing this in the future.
Well,
if we got Eye of the Tiger or something playing. Right?
It's not going to happen. I could be like, well,
who was the old guy that trained Rocky? Mickey?
Mickey!
Yeah.
You got to want it, kid.
Duncan! Don't give me any of that.
I think it's time I open the camp up. do some good for the community. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. And by the camp, I mean the ranch.
The ranch down there, your acre of land in the southern tier that you've
look
cultivated.
It's all woods around me.
Into a Le Camp Billy Kid.
Nobody knows where the corners of the property are. It's just me.
Yeah. That's it. Well, it ends up that locally, our local city school district is tired of the mental health numbers and the fact that children spend like 7 hours a day on their screen and maybe 7 minutes a day outside. And it's affecting their mental health, obviously, because they need to get out into nature. And Berkeley, of course, got out and locally found someone, a former school teacher, a city school teacher, who's kind of doing the same thing as you did.
Yeah.
Except he's using Ellison Park.
So this is part of the report that Berkeley Breen had on the other night on 10 NBC. Yeah.
It's important to be outside because you can have fun and use your imagination.
This eco-expedition is the work of Chris Whitmire, a former city school teacher.
Best evidence that we have that this is working is how much the students smile when they're out here with us.
There is scientific evidence, too. The National Institutes for Health says outdoor play reduces cortisol, the chemical that causes stress.
Being outside and being in nature is our original way of being. And so when we reconnect to that, it just feels good for us.
There you go.
Okay.
See why I'm so relaxed all the time? Because I'm touching grass down at my ranch.
It has nothing to do with you being away from everybody.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Nowhere near your family.
No, it's definitely because he's down playing.
Because I'm down in the woods. I'm surrounded by nature.
Are you using your imagination? Down at
sure.
the ranch.
We can go with that. Yes.
So you need to start giving back a little bit, right? This Rochester Ecology Partnership, Greater Rochester through nature-based learning, it's all about the community kids.
Look.
And you can get them out there and get them hyped.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We can hike
my 20-yard gravel path that leads down to the tent pad. If you go back and forth a bunch, that would equal, you know, a mile or two.
Eventually. After hours.
You can listen to the neighbors yelling at each other and use that to work on conversational skills. Because the people down to the, if you're sitting at the campfire to the left of me, like to yell at each other, and I can hear it from where I am.
As remote as it seems, it's not that remote when you can hear the neighbors.
The best part, you could learn animal and survival skills at the same time when the other neighbor's dogs run up on you while you're out on that path.
And take your phone and things like that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of learning experiences out the woods.
I don't think this is a good idea, I guess.
Looks like a country legend who we have not heard from in a while might have not only a new tour in the works, but some new music. We'll get to that in a moment in country music news. But first, Luke Combs, speaking of superstars, his website has revealed that he has a brand new album on the way. It's called The Way I Am. The album drops March 20th. It has 22 tracks in total. I do like this trend of longer albums. Because remember growing up, TJ, an album, you were lucky if it had 11 cuts on it?
Oh, yeah.
And now it's like, if you don't have 15 or 20, you're slacking.
Yeah.
And then there's Morgan Wallen, who's putting out like 12 albums worth of stuff at a time. So.
Oh, I love Luke Combs. I'm so excited.
New big project on the way. And then the full track list is coming later. They announced a couple song titles, My Kind of Saturday Night, Days Like These, 15 Minutes. Giving her away, but we'll know more on that coming up here in a couple weeks. Remember Chase Rice, when he was in town, mentioned he was thinking about taking some time off?
Yes.
He made that official, and he's going to step away from touring for a bit. He wrote on social media, "All right, everybody, I wasn't sure whether I was going to talk about this or not, but here we are. I've been touring for 13 years solid. I have lived a dream far greater than I could have ever expected. This isn't a goodbye. To be clear up front, although it may feel like it, I'm exhausted. And I will say this. When he was in Rochester a couple weeks ago, he looked tired.
Yeah.
He was still asleep until like 20 minutes before the show on his bus.
What the heck?
So I don't know if he was sick. He may have been sick. He may
maybe
have had some flu stuff.
Maybe he has low iron like I'd have.
Maybe.
Did whatever's, we try some supplements?
Whatever's going on, I think he's smart for being upfront about it and just stepping away, taking some time off. He says, I want to go out. I love songs. I love living songs. But I need to get time away so that I can write about things like that.
Right.
Because if you're on the road all the time, what are you going to write about? So he's taking some time off. By the way, the guy was a former linebacker for North Carolina Tar Heels, and he was a NASCAR pit crew member for Hendrick Motorsports. So he's lived a couple lives.
Right.
And actually got into music kind of late. He was in his 30s when he got into music. I mentioned a superstar coming back. It looks like Garth Brooks might be releasing new music in 2026. Instead of a social media post like most people do, he just updated his website. There was a little note on his website. It says, I'm an artist, I have to make music, and I'm an entertainer, so I have to take the music to the people. So he gave a shout out to his wife, Trisha, who's touring for the first half of the year. And then he followed up with a quote that says, then we'll see what may be waiting for us in the second half of the year. So now does that mean there's a solo album on the way? Is he teaming up with Trisha to put out a duets album?
Oh, I hope that other alter ego isn't releasing music. Who was the other person that he sang as?
Oh, Chris gosh. Gaines? Chris Gaines. Oh, maybe there's another Chris. I'm not going to lie. That was a really good album. I really enjoyed that album.
I still rock out
I
to
still
the Chris
listen to it every now
Chris
and then.
Gaines.
It could be. Who knows?
I know. It's Garth.
He did announce that in June he's going to play Summerfest in Milwaukee. And then headline BST Hyde Park in London. So he's definitely got things in line to make it happen. But you know, and I know, if Garth Brooks says, I'm going to be at Highmark Stadium, people will buy tickets.
Oh, I'm buying tickets.
So
for sure.
Can they host concerts there? What's going on? Are they going to blow that thing up? So what is the transition from the old one to the new stadium?
What do you mean?
Like, what if they wanted to have a concert there in May?
I hope they have concerts there.
Is the new joint ready to go?
Oh, I don't know.
Is the old joint going to be picked apart?
I don't know. Billy, I don't know.
You're acting like she's the press person.